Dean, how are you doing, man?
It's unbelievably early in the morning here in Redmond, Washington.
I must say I'm surprised to be here, but it must be good news, man. What's going on?
Okay, well, this is Ryan Gavin.
Nice to meet you.
No idea if you've been on Channel 9 before.
A couple times, I think.
So Ryan's got an announcement. He's the marketing guy. He does announcements. I'm on the engineering team.
And he's a big voice, booming radio star.
Right. Yeah. We build stuff. So you're going to do an announcement, and I'm going to do a thank you.
Nice. We announced a party at South by Southwest on the 14th, and this morning to the C9 Community 1 announced that is going to be the final release, worldwide availability of Internet Explorer 9.
Awesome!
So it is coming. Get ready. And Dean and I want to roll it out to C9 and let you guys be the first to know.
Well, thank you.
Because the community has been a huge part of bringing this release to market.
Right. So now that you've done your part, my job now is to say thank you to the community at large. We're going to start with the Channel 9 community. Yeah. The community has been just crucial in having I-9 turn out the way that I-9 has turned out. It started just under a year ago at MIX 2010, and it started with the platform previews. Mm-hmm. Now, for those who haven't been, paying full attention at home, here's how the platform previews worked. The platform previews were the browsing engine. No back button, right? Just a skinny frame and the I9 browsing engine. And we released those at a cadence of about every 8 weeks. And along with the platform previews, there were test drives so that developers and enthusiasts could try out what the browsing engine could do. Mm-hmm. There were thousands and thousands of test case submissions to the W3C, and about 100 or so blog posts,
yep.
And all the comments on the blog posts. So we heard very clearly, Charles in particular, channeling all of your energy, saying, hey, IE, what are you doing? How are you going to be better? How are you going to be more open? How are you going to be more transparent? And we responded. We did those things. And the community totally stepped up.
Wheels of flames.
Wheels of flames. we talk about you on the hallway. The D.
Yes.
We talk about you on the hallway. Over 200 pieces of feedback each. 8,000 people in the community submitting issues. Over 7,500 of them new people around IE9. If I look at the progression from IE9 beta, that went out in the middle of September, mm-hmm. to the IE9 release candidate in February, we addressed over 17,000 pieces of feedback.
Wow.
Now, we can't do that unless the community speaks.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the official, on-the-record moment where everyone on the IE team, through me and Ryan, will now say, ready? Thank you for the feedback. Made all the difference in the world.
Excellent. And so, let me ask, this is not the end. Right, IE9 is coming out. It's the final version. What's next?
Is there a
What's
mix
on your
conference
mind
this year? It's 2011. Is there a mix?
There is. Do you want to go?
I'd love to go.
All right. So the second thing we want to announce is that Dean's going to do the keynote at MIX.
Awesome.
Keynote. There are a bunch of other great keynotes.
There is. This is going to be a year from when we showed up with Platform Preview 1 of IE9, and we talked about hardware acceleration and GPU powered HTML5.
Right.
So, we'll have another exciting conversation about a month.
C9 Live. Is C9 Live going to be a mix?
Absolutely.
Can I come on C9 Live?
We would be honored to have you on C9 Live.
Can we have Giorgio again?
Absolutely.
He's awesome.
Okay. He's great. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll be in Austin, Texas, and on the 14th. Web live for download.
That's right. And on if you're in Austin or if you want to come down, there's going to be an amazing party. It's actually not about IE. It's not about the release of IE9, but it's really about developers and designers that are building a better web, that are building more beautiful web. And so we're throwing a huge party down there. The Aesayers are going to be playing. Mm-hmm. A lot of cool stars like Zefranc's going to be there,
awesome.
Well-known web guy. So come on down. It'll be fun. And then a month later, showing up at MIX.
Yeah. Okay, so in order to make this a genuine Channel 9 video, you need to ask at
some
least one uncomfortable question, and then we can call it a video.
Are they really uncomfortable questions? Or you just mean real questions?
Real questions.
Ones that haven't
questions.
Been fed that I then regurgitate.
Okay, so
ones
just
you haven't heard yet.
Just for the record, did we do prep for this video?
We did no prep
did
for this
video. Did I see the questions before
you
this video?
You did not see the questions.
Did that make him uncomfortable?
No, he's actually a trooper, but...
It's an awkward turtle.
Yeah. Go
That's
ahead.
Right.
It's great to see marketing and engineering so chummy. The question I would ask is, in terms of HTML5.
Right. We're for it.
Yes. Now, I could ask you why are we so for it, but we've already had that conversation.
Right.
People can go back
right.
and watch that. What I would ask is, when you deal with people who sort of Not like, say, our parents who just surf the web and run the web and experience the web on Windows.
My mom's a developer.
Is she? I don't believe it. I know your brother's a physicist.
Cardiologist.
Sorry, sorry. Well, I always get it wrong, but I thought he was like...
My mom is more technical than...
Oh, yeah, okay, fair enough. So I take...
Every C9 video.
So the people out there, they always will look at the fringes of something right. that's supported, and we'll say, hey, we're going to support HTML5 that we have detected the real world actually uses.
Right.
And then you've explained what that means. We don't have to go over that again.
Yeah.
On the fringes, you have very kind of adamant developers who are going to say, but you don't support this specific feature that we think is super cool.
Right.
And then your retort is typically, well, we didn't find that a lot of people actually want that feature. But there could be that developers want that feature. So talk to me about the balance.
So this is great. I have to disagree with part of what you're saying. It's not like we take a straw poll and it's the, oh, these developers did this, these developers wanted that. You can look at some of the new HTML5 technology support we put into the product, navigation timing. This is a great way for developers to understand the performance characteristics of their site. It had zero usage on the web because basically, you know, we talked with Steve Souders, formerly of Yahoo, now of Google. We talked with some of the Google guys. We got together with the W3C, you know, chartered a group to do this and got a spec, you know, developed, works interoperably now in two browsers. Mm-hmm. That's an example of it's not like we were waiting to take an order. Mm. Right? There are a bunch of us who are on, you said on the fringes. Sometimes fringes are a good thing.
Yes.
I think the real question is, what does it mean to support HTML5 or all of HTML5? Or why don't you support this nugget or this aspect here? Mm. And I'll think about it just to be an engineer.
Yeah.
Right? I'll think about it like a fraction.
Okay.
Right, so you got the numerator, the denominator. The thing about HTML5 is the denominator is always growing. Right, it's not just DOM, it's not just CSS, it's not just HTML5 parsing. You can look at the font support, WAF, WFF. You can look at the navigation timing support. You can look at all these different technologies that are coming into place. At any moment in time, you've got a growing numerator and you have a growing denominator. Now that's just counting them, right? You have to then look at the quality of the implementation. That's where the W3C test suite comes in. Right? It's the difference between Ryan looking at me and saying "Parlez-vous français?" and I'm smart enough to go "oui," but that's like all the French I know, right? Like you actually need depth and substance for quality.
Yeah.
The thing I'd go back and look at for developers who are saying, "Hey, why don't you support this or that?" Mm-hmm. Go and watch this WebSockets video. Charles will include a link to this WebSockets video. There are moments where it is potentially not safe for work because of language. There's no violence in it or adult situations, but the language is sometimes dubious.
Yeah.
And it's just this great example of what happens when you prematurely implement a technology that is still evolving.
Sure.
And just the bad handshakes that happen between browser and server.
And the pain that causes for developers.
Well,
writing, rewriting, fixing a break, rewriting it again, etc.
Pain it causes for developers, and then there are all these consumers who get caught in the churn.
That's right.
Oh, I need this new browser. Oh, the developer didn't update this. Oh, the protocol changed. Is there a security issue? Isn't there a security issue? I'm not sure. And, that sounded very whiny, so I want to step back to the, look, HTML5 is enormous, it's important, and a lot of it has to do with the quality. With the performance, with the fit and finish, with the depth of the implementation, not just counting checkboxes on a site. There's a great blog post around that. I actually linked to that blog post. I think if this show's on Wednesday, right, there'll be this overview blog post, and I will send you a copy so you can read it.
Excellent. Now, I have one last question, if I may.
On that one, the only thing I'd add to on Dean's point is it's those developers on the fringes that want to go out, it's there's a place for that. In IE9, we have site-ready HTML5 when we know it's tried, true, and tested for the web. And then there's a place called HTML5 Labs where you can go and all these standards can be played with. You can try them out. They can advance forward. They can give us feedback.
So you've got WebSockets up there.
That's right.
And some others.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit more about HTML5 Labs. Dig in. So
HTML5 Labs is essentially this sandbox where folks can go and get technologies that are under development, try out implementations of them, and try them out with their own code, and then offer feedback.
Okay.
And again, it comes back to the community. There's a blog post around how community feedback changed the JavaScript standard. Right now, it's important to do that before we close the standard. Well, this happens. This is going to happen again and again and again with HTML5. And HTML5 Labs is an opportunity for the community to try these things out before they're locked. Yeah. It's almost like, you know, the walkthrough before.
That's right.
Before you get something.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Awesome. Okay. Hey, thanks, Charles, for the time.
Hey, thank you.
Are you going to be at South by Southwest?
Unfortunately, no. I'm not. Okay, I'll let Carmine go to Austin. Huh?
I will see you at Nixon.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Take care, you guys.
Thank you, Charles.
Thanks a lot for making this announcement. 314. Cheers.
On Frank. No? Okay. Frank. Iced teas for me, not for Frank the Unicorn.